On today's Coaching Coordinator QuickCast, we have a segment from the virtual summit, which we did with Tim Zetz, who is now an offensive assistant for the Green Bay Packers. Being good in certain aspects or areas of the field comes with having a clear understanding of how much you need and exactly what you are trying to do. And that's exactly what Coach Zetz covers here as he goes through their red zone philosophy and the things that he does as an offensive coordinator. He's done an excellent job in his career. Prior to this position with the Green Bay Packers, he was the offensive coordinator at Austin Peay. Before that, he was at Mississippi State and worked with Coach Joe Moorhead. Prior to that, he was at Davidson, John Carroll, Fordham, Indiana University of Pennsylvania, and Cal PA. So here you go, Coach Zetz talking about his red zone philosophy. The entire clinic is available on CoachTube. There's a discount on that right now. I highly recommend this one. He shows some great concepts and explains exactly what they do within the red zone. Link is in the show notes. Here's Coach Zetz.
All right. Just to let you guys know, all right, kind of my philosophy, our philosophy. I will try to blow this up. I know it doesn't have great quality right here, but I'm going to read through it. How we break up the red zone is in four categories. So we're going to have the fringe, the red, the tight, and the goal line. All right, that fringe is a bigger chunk of area. It's from the 30 to the 21. And one of the reasons I got this from, you know, Joe Moorhead, that this is what we did when we were at Fordham together. That area, somewhere in there, the thought behind it is a defensive coordinator is probably going to change up what he's doing and want to know where that area is within the 30 to the 21. Because you would think that, you know, somewhere in there, he's probably going to try to knock you out of field goal range, because depending on where he sees field goal range, you know, is going to be dependent on kind of probably his own philosophy. So as we kind of break it down, we try to see where in that area he changes. And so that we know that, you know, we might have to change. So again, you're probably going to get a little bit somewhere in there, a little bit more probably aggressive or a change up, you know, philosophically with that, you know, whatever that defense coordinator might believe in. Then we move down to the red. All right, the red is, you know, what's universally known as the red, you know, once we enter that 20. And from the 20 to the 13 is the red area. The tight is from the 12 to the 5. And the goal line is from the 4 and in. So that's kind of how we break it up. That's how we game plan. And that's how the call sheet is reflective once we kind of hit those areas. All right. Kind of obvious here, but our attack is we want to score touchdowns. And that's the biggest thing that we want to do when we get down here. We don't want to settle for field goals. We obviously don't want to throw the ball over. That goes without saying. But we want to be aggressive and not lose that. You know, we're in attack mode when we're down there, and we need to finish it off. So I know defenses sometimes pride themselves in kind of putting their heels on the ground and not letting you score. And, you know, we do the other way of that. We want to stay aggressive and attack and definitely, you know, finish off the drive with a touchdown. So as far as our philosophy goes, when we're in there, our ball or nobody's mentality. So, you know, as far as the receivers go, quarterbacks go, that type of stuff goes, you know, so there's going to be some tighter coverage and there's going to be some things that ways to kind of attack defenders. But our receivers got to know that it's our ball or nobody's. So even if it is a bit of an underthrow, if it's a, you know, kind of jump ball 50-50, you know, those got to be ours. And if they're not ours, they're nobody's. You know, one of the big things we talked about down here and just overall with our philosophy is, you know, using the entire field. So we want to make the defense defend horizontally as well as vertically. And especially the closer that you move down, you lose that vertical threat. But, you know, you always have that horizontal threat. So using all 53 and a third, you know, from sideline to sideline is big for us. You know, get that spacing, that proper spacing with our concepts and you know, try to do as good of a job at that as we can. One of the things we like to do, you know, in all situations is carry the concept. So how we game plan, it starts with first and second down. That's our base game plan. And something that's not in here that I actually wanted to pull, all right, is I think this is going to be worth your time right here. One of the things, because, you know, just like everybody, I'm sure, you know, we want to make sure we're as efficient as possible when we're out practicing. So one of the things I had one of our GAs do, who's also our tight ends coach, Mike Seleni, you know, I had him go back through and look at all of our plays. And I think this in itself is really useful. And this was like a eye-opening kind of experience. Basically, what I want to do is be efficient, right? With the time that we spend breaking opponents down and the time we spend game playing, the time also on the practice field. So of all of our plays, all right, 49 of all of our snaps in the season, 49% of those were in the free will, all right, which is, again, the base, where our base game plan stems from. So that is all first and second down from the minus 11 to the plus 31. So any first and second down that falls in there, that's not 4 minute or 2 minute, because we take those out too. That's what we refer to as a free wheel. So, or in other words, a base game plan. So of all, like a lot of time that we're going to have, we want to spend half of it at practice in that. You also want to spend pretty much what's telling you is you want to spend half your time game planning on free wheel too. So why I say that is because you guys saw kind of how we want to carry concepts over from the base game plan as much as we can, because we're spending the most time game planning those areas and practicing those areas. So, but this study I thought again was just cool, because it kind of shows you how things break down. So of our third downs, 14% of our snaps throughout the season were third downs. 21% of them were in the red zone. And then 8% was in 2 minute. All right, 6% was 4 minute. And then coming out was 2% of our total snaps. So as we kind of went through this, kind of broke it down, we on average get about 200 snaps during a practice week. And I won't kind of go through the, you know, semantics of it, but had him break this thing down. And, you know, based on 200 plays, as you see scrolling through it, he kind of went down, and then all the categories that we have inside of that, he kind of broke it out. So we know how many plays that we're going to allot inside of all those, inside of a practice, you know, week. And so, you know, I thought that was kind of worth sharing, and that was really cool. I forgot about it really until I started to put some things together for this. And I was like, yeah, I should probably show that. So don't know if that does anything for anybody or not, but thought that was a thing that, you know, we're doing now that I'm going to continue to do moving forward. So that's one of the things, you know, carrying concepts from the base plan, also carrying concepts over from third down. You know, we want to make all those concepts pretty much collide when we get into the red zone. So, and then there's also going to be some game plan specific things that we do inside the red zone too, which you'll kind of see. So, well, one of the things we want to do is always have a plan, which is obvious, but, you know, we want to make our play calls based on defensive tendency. So, you know, throughout study, these are just some examples. You know, are they going to be one high, two high? Are they going to be man zone? Are they going to give us access or no access? You know, when to expect pressure or drop eight meters, you know, have those in your plan. And then multi-purpose plays, good versus all defenses. So that's kind of, you know, where we're at in our philosophy in the red zone.
Coach Zetz was one of our early podcasts in the first year of the show. And we'll link that episode in the show notes. Really excited for Coach Zetz as he embarks on his first year in the NFL. I am sure he will do an excellent job there, as he's done at every stop along the way. Again, his entire talk from when he was the offensive coordinator this past season at Austin Peay is available on CoachTube. The link is in the show notes. And as I mentioned, if you are picking that up now, right at the time of when this is first aired, there is a discount available on that course. Check it out. Check out all we're doing at coachingcoordinator.com, and follow me on Twitter at Coach K. Grabowski.